Brian Adams on 103.9 WSOS and AM Radio 1170. And we stream these great songs all the time, 24-7 at staugustineradio.com and also via the TuneIn app. And you'll be able to listen in that way tonight, too, when we air live Nice and Bartram Trail, an intra-county rivalry game. Tonight, 7:05 kickoff. You'll hear it here exclusively on WSOS at 103.9 and staugustineradio.com. Should be a fun football game, and I'll be there. An opportunity to have some of the best burgers you can find anywhere. These people, like the Band Booster Club at Nice High School, they know how to grill some burgers.
That's awesome.
You pull into the stadium parking lot like around 6:30, 6:45, and it's just like this charcoal smoke everywhere. And it smells amazing.
Do they have fun toppings? Like grilled onions and sautéed mushrooms, bacon, and cheddar cheese. Do I like burgers? Can you?
That's a lot to expect for people that are hanging out inside of a field.
The kind of burger. The messier, the better.
Oh man,
I want it dripping.
No, but it's a lot of fun, and of course, all the food there always goes to great causes like Navy Junior ROTC and the band and others. Just a lot of fun. So if you have a chance tonight, perfect night for high school football. We hope that you'll join us out at Nice High School or join us on the radio. We've got a special guest with us who's going to help us play the music here for the next 30 minutes or so, and Nicole Stewart's going to introduce her.
We do. We have Michelle Begg, and she is with Caring Transitions. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Nicole. Good. Yeah, thanks to you and Kevin for having me come in.
Absolutely.
No, thanks. There's so many of our listeners out there who I think could benefit from your services, Michelle. People that are, you know, in a situation where maybe their mom, dad, or even they themselves are moving from a home to perhaps an assisted living center, maybe a smaller 55-plus community or what have you, and it becomes a bit of an overwhelming task, right? What do we do with extra furniture? How do we make this happen in a seamless way? How do we minimize anxiety, right?
Yeah, most definitely. It seems to be the number one reason why people don't downsize and don't move into communities where they really should be.
They dread the move.
They dread the move. They go, Michelle, how do we get this done? And we're like, oh, don't worry. We'll take care of everything for you. So we help with on the move side of the business. We literally will help figure out what the right amount of products or possessions are to take, what will fit in the new home. We will also pack up, hire movers, unpack, resettle so that mom or dad are comfortable in their new home from day one.
Wow. So talk to me about that process. So say we have, say it's just mom and mom is in the, has been in the family home or has been in a home, a single family home for quite some time. And she's decided to move to, you know, Symphony at St. Augustine or, you know, someplace like that. How does that work? So on the day of the move, what happens to mom?
On the day of the move, well, we've already done some pre-work.
Yeah, what'd you do beforehand?
So beforehand, what we do is I go in and I walk around with mom and I find out what all her treasured possessions are that she would like to take with her.
Right.
And I also take a look at what is the apartment that she's moving into, what's the size, and we start to figure out what makes sense for her to take. And we really want to focus on taking those things that are very meaningful, that have good memories attached to them, and making sure that we find a home for it in their new home.
Right.
So that's all the pre-work. And then what we do on the day of the move, we stop in, we come in about 9 o'clock in the morning and basically sit down and go through everything again, make sure we have the final plan. And we say, Mom, go enjoy your day. Our employees come in, they pack everything up. The movers arrive about noon. They deliver furniture, boxes, et cetera, to the new apartment. And then our employees that packed them up unpack and resettle everything. So around 5 or 6 that day, mom walks into her new home and it's completely set up.
Wow.
Kitchenware in the drawers, pictures are hung, the Curio cabinet is reset, and it's just, it's lovely. It's absolutely lovely.
Can you do that for the rest of us?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's a question that I have. Let's say it's a mom who's here, but her kids live, let's say, in New York.
Ohio or something.
Ohio.
Yeah, my hometown. My home state.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
Well, we established this. I forgot.
Buckeye fever.
Yeah.
Yes.
And mom doesn't have anywhere to go. Can you guys facilitate somewhere, someone to take care of her while you're doing all of that?
Absolutely. Okay. Usually what we do is we work with the community.
Okay.
And the community will come pick her up and put her through the orientation at the community.
Gotcha.
So that we're...
Perfect.
Yes. So she can spend the day there, have lunch, and then basically walks in and everything is all done.
That's perfect.
Wow. It's a great service. What an amazing idea. One of those things where you think that this would have been created and developed decades ago, right? Because it's not like it's just been yesterday that we've been trying to figure out a better way to transition seniors from one form of housing to another, right?
It's amazing. But, you know, I think the cultural difference now is that kids don't live next to their parents or don't live,
right.
You know, they're living all over the country, and they're also working full time, and they're busy, they have busy lives. And really what we do is we come in and we caringly take care of that, filling that void.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these adult kids that would live in Ohio or New York or wherever, they get 10 days of vacation all year.
Exactly.
You know? And so now you're looking at maybe having to utilize a lot of that just for this one move. So
most definitely. Yeah. And if they have to pay for flights to come down, all that, you know, it all adds up. And the reality is we can come in and just help them out and take care of it.
Well, Michelle Begg, and of course, and her team, what's great about you guys is that, you know, you convey a sense that you actually genuinely care. So if you are one of these children that's living out of state, or even if you live here in St. Augustine and you're trying to figure that out, you know, you know that they're going to be in good hands, that your parents are going to be in good hands.
Absolutely.
If you have any questions, you should go to their website, which is caringtransitions.com, right?
Yes, you can find us through caringtransitions.com.
Or you can call, and what's that number that we have there?
416-0685.
Does that work?
That works. All right. That's perfect.
We're going to be back with Michelle. We got a few more questions for her, and we'll also put all this information up on our Facebook page.
Yes, we will.
And Nicole Stewart's going to do that for us. So you'll be able to find that when you get back to a computer. Just go to WSOS Radio on Facebook. All right. It's 84 degrees and 14 minutes after 2 o'clock. So indeed, Nicole, I would think seniors getting ready to move from a home they may have been in for 50 or 60 years can feel like the earth moving beneath their feet,
yes,
right, Michelle Begg?
Most definitely.
Yeah, I am, and Nicole gets started hearing these stories, but I'm really close to a woman who's 94 years old who lived in her own home until just about 7 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And had been there for almost 60 years.
Wow.
And this was up in South Carolina, but and she was being moved to a home in Atlanta or an assisted living facility. And that was a very, probably the most traumatic experience she's had. And she's had some pretty significant ones, but it all ended up okay. She would have done better with someone like you. But there's all these issues of, well, what do you let go of, right?
Mm-hmm.
That must be significant. And of course, it's downsizing on speed, you know. It's not just going from a 5-bedroom to a 3. This is like going from a 3-bedroom to a studio, right?
Yes, most definitely.
So how do you manage all that? And there must be a lot of psychology involved.
There is, and some of it is just walking around and talking to the person and asking questions. I really try to understand what are those things, what kind of life did they lead? What are the things that are meaningful to them? You know, some people it's family and family photos. Some people it's treasures and trinkets that they've gotten on trips. You know, it's what are those things that they have positive memories about? And, you know, once you start to do that, I have, I guess, developed a knack for keying in on the things that they get really excited about talking, you know, when they get really keyed up about something versus something that they're a little lukewarm on. So I kind of just move that out of the plan, so to speak. And it really helps to say, hey, I've got your apartment plan. You know, I think that this chest might look really good here, but this thing is just a little too big. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just having that dialogue and helping them walk through it. But you know, giving them the sense that they're still in control over what they choose. And that's really important because there's a loss of control that happens when they're going to be moving into a community or a perceived loss of control. Mm-hmm. And the more that I can put that control back into their hands.
Yes, I'm sure that's comforting.
Yeah, it's much more comforting. And it's just a much easier transition for them.
I would think so. What are some of the choices that you kind of can present with seniors? I mean, I guess when it comes to the moving part, that's sort of pragmatic. But if somebody comes to you and says, I just need to transition away from this big old home, do people come to you at that sort of early starting point? Or are they pretty much down the road to where they figured out where they're going?
It runs the gamut,
right.
Really. I mean, we do just strictly downsizing as well, where people know that they have way too much stuff. They also know that there's a downsizing, if you will, coming soon. So they bring us in for a day, and they usually have specific areas that they want to downsize or where they know things might be a little out of control. And we go in and just walk them through it and, you know, figure out what to donate, maybe what to throw away.
Right.
We just help them clear out the clutter, so to speak.
Yeah, one person's hoarder can be another person's pack rat, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you help them regardless of how they describe
themselves.
Absolutely.
It's all treasures.
Yeah. Now, if you were to go to my house right now, you'd say, Kevin, do you really need your eighth grade book report on Abraham Lincoln? And I would convince you by the time it was over that, yes, we did need to hold on to that.
And if you needed to hold on to that, we would find a place for it in your new home, Kevin.
Oh, there you go. But you would probably help me write that, I would think. So
I would.
That's right. What are some things that people should consider? If there's people listening to us right now who are caregivers, they are responsible for their mom and dad, and mom and dad are living in the family home and have been for quite some time. What are there? And yet they're a little clueless. I think we all feel this way about when is the time, you know, that when is it become, you know, our responsibility to have them transition to a more suitable housing arrangement? Are there any early warning signs?
Here's how I simplistically look at it. If you're asking the question, now is probably the time.
Right. All right.
I know that sounds, and I don't mean to sound trite, but if you're starting to key in on things where mom and dad are maybe a bit forgetful or they're a bit overwhelmed, you're finding that they're not cleaning their home as much as they used to, or there's a change in past habits, then it's probably time to start the conversation. And if you're asking the question, then it's probably time.
Right. Mm. And then from there, do you get involved in a little, I mean, obviously the child or the caretaker has to explain to the parent, the older parent, or aunt, uncle, or whomever, hey, we're considering this. But I guess you can provide them some advice, because it's a tough initial conversation.
It's very difficult. And a lot of times, you know, even when I go in and somebody's perhaps hasn't made up their mind fully, you know, I talk about things like safety. I talk about things like community and how important it is for people to have other people around them. And so, when a person's at home by themselves and they're elderly, their community shrinks, and sometimes they go into isolation. And going into a assisted living or independent living community is really a way for them to regain some independence, believe it or not. I know they think that independence is being taken away, but really it's not. They're going to regain a lot of what they've lost by staying in their home.
Well, it's amazing work. It must be fulfilling work, too, because there's all this stress and anxiety on the front end. And then when mom and dad are positioned in their new place, there's got to be that sense of, man, this was pretty good. I mean, I accomplished something, right?
Oh, it for us, for all of our employees, you know, the biggest highlight is doing the big reveal, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
And our employees just absolutely love when our clients walk in and we create tears of joy. So many times people just break down and cry because they just can't believe it was that easy, and that it's just the stress is gone.
Yeah.
So,
well, if anything that Michelle has talked about, of course, has intrigued you, and it certainly should if you are responsible for the care of a senior who may be transitioning to a different living arrangement, let us give you this telephone number. Jot this down if you can. We'll also put it up on our Facebook page at WSOS Radio, so it'll be sitting there for you when you get in front of a computer. Call 904-416-0685. That's 416-0685. Caring Transitions right here in St. Johns County. And we're going to come back and wrap things up with Michelle, so stay tuned. Sister Sledge from the late 1970s here on 103.9 WSOS. And indeed, that's a lot about the work that you do, right, Michelle Begg? It's all about family.
It's all about family.
Yeah.
People, it most definitely is.
Yeah. And what we're talking about with Michelle is caring transitions. And when somebody says, well, what does caring transitions do? What's the sort of 30-second elevator speech? Not that we have a lot of elevators in St. Augustine, but if you were in one.
I would say we really just help relieve the stress of transitioning a loved one into a community or helping them to downsize. It's a stressful, stressful situation, and we come in and try to make it as easy as possible.
What's interesting about Michelle's business is that they do everything from soup to nuts. I mean, if somebody is at the very beginning of thinking that they may want to transition out of their existing home because they need to downsize, they need to find specialized care, or they need to go into assisted living, you kind of take it from that very early point all the way through the process.
Absolutely. Or if there are other, you know, through an assessment, if we find that there are other needs that are uncovered, I've got a whole network of resources that are at my disposal, and I have all kinds of great people
if someone,
that can help.
And Michelle, if someone were to contact you today and say, well, you know, we're already scheduled, or we already have the, you know, we're anticipating that mom or dad will be moving into Symphony at St. Augustine or Allegro or something on October 1st, then from there you sort of put the calendar in motion?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Huh.
And
absolutely.
Everything else is taken care of.
Yep. We start the process with the free consultation, and then everything else is taken care of.
So I have this vision that if we were to do that, say we were going to move mom or dad, aunt or uncle into assisted living 30 days from now or 40
like
days from
Bayview.
Now.
Like Bayview.
Like Bayview. Say they were going to be moved into Bayview in mid-September or what month are we in? I'm sorry, mid-January. It's election. Election day.
How did you forget?
I know. What is election day?
The 28th.
So I had this vision that if they were to do that, that in theory we could take mom or dad and we could actually then just go out and have dinner that day, right?
Yes.
And we wouldn't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
Let's go. Absolutely.
Call
once
Michelle,
everything
you take it.
Yeah. All we do is put the plan together, we treat it as a project, and we just take it away. No one has to be there. You can go out and enjoy the day, and we'll do the move. Everything behind the scenes will get done and by 5 o'clock.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, because I think a lot of families, and that would just add to the stress of it all. You know, it's already going to be it has the potential to be a stressful transition early on anyway. And then you're going to put the next, you know, stressful thing we can do in life, moving, on top of changing the residence for mom and dad.
So when it's time for me to move, Kevin, I know who to call.
I know. I'll be happy to do it for you.
Because I will be irritable. I will be in a bad mood.
Most people are.
I bet.
We try to take that irritability away.
Well, if anything that you've heard from Michelle, she's done a great job. She's been a very good sport today. If anything you've heard piques your interest, we hope that you'll give her a call. We're going to put this information up on our Facebook page. So if you're driving around, don't worry about jotting this number down. But if you're in a place where you can write a number down, jot this phone number down. 904-416-0685. That's 416-0685, Caring Transitions. You can also go to their website, which is
CaringTransitions.com.
CaringTransitions.com. Michelle, thank you for your time. You did it great.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kevin and Nicole.
All right.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. 20 minutes now before 3 o'clock.